Hey guys, welcome back to One Thing, and hope you guys have been doing all right. So today I have the ghost. He goes by Valentine, and is also a fellow podcaster doing the podcast channel also. So, Valentine, hi.
Hello, Wani. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I just need to be tired.
I can say that. My name is Valentine, like you all heard. I have my own podcast, Just a Voice. And it's almost as good as this one, but yeah. Here we are.
You guys, it's so much better. You have like subscribe, favorite, do whatever to this podcast. Just check him out. Yeah, so today the topic is debunking different gender stereotypes. So who's taking the first one?
I'm a proper gentleman now, so please lead this first.
Okay. So there is this popular one. Men have early sex, women have sex early. So, what do you think about it?
I actually don't agree with that.
We don't have a lot of new bedrooms around anymore.
Okay, let me give you a scenario. There are guys now that most of them are virgins, so just lie that they've had sex. Yeah, most guys lie about the fact that they've had sex, because the truth is many guys have not. They just make mouths. And
so you're out there deceiving people.
Have you not heard the saying that most ladies are like, they don't want to fuck with no learner or something like that? Most guys have to tell a lie to get a cookie.
This is amazing. Yeah, this brings me to the second word. This men lie a lot. And it's so true. Fact already.
See, don't take my word for it. But
you guys, this is the perfect chance. You don't lie a lot.
True. You guys lie a lot. Like, a good number of guys, like 64% of men in this world lie to you.
It's more like 90%, and they have 10.
Please. And many guys are like, they have this principle of not telling a lie or something like that, or they can't lie. Maybe because they used to be there when they used to lie when they were children. Sorry, they used to be there when they tell the truth. So they don't know how it feels like.
Nah, some people are just finished with faults. But they lie every day. You also still lie extra. I don't care.
No. It's not like that. Okay, let me ask you this. Why is that like in a relationship? When it crashes, eventually, it's always the guys that are blamed. It's a stereotype thought. No matter who comes to you, as long as it's a lady and the girl is like, I've broken up, next question I hear is, what did he do?
Well, it's just like, if we know you guys well, we know that, okay, you probably couldn't have done something. It's probably the one, you know, it's just a safe question.
That's not how life is. That's not how life should be. You guys should ask what happened. Which one is what did he do? It's a very
tiring. Okay, like me personally, I would have asked what happened. I don't just judge like it's you or it's him. I don't know what could have happened. So
it's sad. Sad most of the time. It's very, very sad because most times the guy might not be at fault. But then, once she speaks, it's over.
Yes. But like, if the cause of the breakup or whatever was like, maybe someone was cheating, I feel like only like a very, very serious ground. Everyone would ask, of course, it was the guy. It's just plain facts, you understand?
Yeah, I understand. It's not our fault, you know.
Girls cheat too, but guys are extra.
Girls cheat worse than guys. But we are not going to talk about that one, Sha. I'll let it slide.
Let's stay that way.
So people think that women are more emotional than men. Do you agree with that?
Yes. I feel like this is even statistically proven, you understand? We are more emotional, but I just feel like it doesn't have to like interfere with other things.
Yep.
Like you can keep a check on our hormones. It's not really a limit to anything. I just feel like people would like understand that more. Just not judge like the girls and emotions. Please. You don't want anything of what you just calm down to think. It's a very bad stereotype.
Well, I think that like the reason why people believe that women are more emotional than men is because women express theirs more than guys do. And that brings me to the point that if you guys don't have emotions.
They don't.
Did you say they don't?
They don't.
Oh my god.
So, like, you know, there are some that it's quite obvious that like, you don't have to express. But it is so. They don't have at all.
Hey God, no man is a hard man. Let me tell you also, no man is a hard man. That's just the truth. Because most guys, they prefer to, you know, stay alone and sort it out or cry it out or whichever way the guy does it. They just don't want to show it as much as because that's stereotyped or that mindset that a guy should always be a robot has been imbued in them since they were children.
Yes.
I think that's one of the main distinct.
So, apparently, we should all know that men are emotionally weak also, apparently. Because they are too afraid.
Ah.
Too much fear. You don't do anything. You all are weak as fuck, yes.
Oh, God. Anyways, Masmos, I prefer to use the word emotionally unintelligent because you know guys are not really like found in that side. I don't know, they're not really
just
heavy.
Just say y'all are stupid emotionally wise.
Veggie.
Like,
okay.
That.
How about women with a number like a great number of body counts as sloth? What do you think about that?
I feel like we all think that's bullshit. We all agree. No, this is an anonymous decision. Because it does not matter the number. I mean, like, there was this tweet I even saw at one point that said, does not matter the number of people you actually selected. Like, guys actually focus on the people you actually selected and the kind of guys you had in your past. So I we are talking about body count, like the, everyone, like every gender, I mean, every gender is sloth. We are all sloths. We are all ourselves.
We all are shells.
Everybody's a show. Because that's just wrong to judge someone like that.
I agree, Sean, but I think the most guys, like women, I mean, sorry, most women, when they have like high body counts, it's maybe because they were in that experiment mood, what we call whole phase.
Yes. That's actually spot on. That is spot on. That's actually right.
Because most times it's been like the same set of guys or the same type of guys, they have this particular amount of spec that you work with, and the person is now those kind are now in bulk around us. So until has to let loose. But it's around. I can't judge someone by the body count, personally, but
are you sure? No. Ask yourself as a guy, are you sure? We need to, this is why we're here. I need to know. Would you be
No.
concerned?
No, I don't judge. I don't judge by body count. No, it's your past life. We let it slide. You
Let's
know. You know.
slide. Yeah, let's slide.
That's how it's supposed to be for me. Because I feel that if it has happened, it has happened. There's no point in judging someone about like what the person had, even if she was one. Like even if she was a slut to an accent. What if like she has changed and everything? So I don't really like using body count to classify someone under slot or something like that.
My dear Valentine, you think so bright and so wise.
Go to I mean this is really nice. A very good.
Just like that is just the right thing to do. Like anybody that you know you have the right thinking faculty, this is how you should be thinking. Let the past go. Move on with the present and the future. You understand me?
But your sisters don't like doing that. Your fellow sisters don't like doing that. Why are women like that?
Yeah,
Why would you?
on what grounds? On grounds?
Huh?
What grounds do we judge? Do we think like that?
Okay,
I swear.
let me an example. This is my guy now. He and this girl, they were like they had an issue during a period, and yeah, I was there having like funny chats with different people. Let me just classify it as funny chats.
Funny, yes, funny. Let's go.
Classify it as funny chats. So she eventually found out. The guy apologized, changed his ways, became faithful. So I say recently now, that was like a year or 2 years ago that this happened. Recently now she brought it up because they were having an argument. Why do you guys do that kind of
Yeah.
stuff?
Would they say forgive, not forget? Because you are forgiven, it doesn't mean you can just forget what happened. You probably just came in probably just came in, came outside with blah.
Oh, guys are brutal, like,
So, whatever you say when you are fighting does not really matter. Just that you have to carefully eventually, but like at the end, you know that you're not, you didn't really mean it at that point. But still, we should all be careful what we say. Like, don't put me on this. Let's just be careful whatever mode we are in, fighting or whatever, let's be careful what we say. But like sometimes when you are fighting, say things you don't like mean.
Yeah, I feel you, sure. So, what about this? Women can't lead because they're emotional.
Exactly, this is what I'm talking about. Why are you guys thinking? Why are you linking our the way we are emotional with the way we live? Like I know, like somehow one will enter one, but you can't just entirely judge the whole part because of your emotional. How are you sure? How are you sure we'll make better decisions because of this fact that we are emotional?
like more better decisions are made logically than emotionally.
Trying to say because we are emotional, we do not think logically or maybe rationally. What we are trying to say.
That's not what I'm trying to see. I'm just like, I'm just it's the facts
Yeah.
here. I'm not trying to,
Girls be
I'm not
stoning.
trying to say anything.
We stone you on the street.
Hey, Jesus
That's what
Christ.
I'm saying.
See,
You speak for that.
I don't
We
agree with this
stone.
actually. I don't agree with the women can't lead because they're emotional. I feel that some women, emphasis on some, sorry, few, better. Some women or few women can actually separate their emotions when they want to make decisions. And to be honest, women
Exactly.
are better at making decisions, if you ask me. Many guys are indecisive and they need that nudge. That's why most guys keep secretaries as women.
Me. Hope to hear it. And to be honest, know that like not all women are the
Exactly.
same. You don't like have to generalize. There are some women that are very good-hearted, like there's no difference between them and men. And so don't think just say women are more emotional than them. No, they can't lead us. Why? Because I'm having that period, I might be like, no, you can't lead. No, you get no food. No, you.
Oh, but I agree with you, Sham. I agree. What else do I even have in mind, Tev? It's about women. Women belong in the kitchen. No, I don't agree with that one. First, before he eats me, let me just say it. I actually do not agree with that one.
It is the belong for me. You did not see any other word, a better suited
wait. No, I'm using it the way it's said. I'm trying to be as clean and as frank as possible.
You did not fear it. I say it like that.
No, that's how cultural men talk. I'm trying to make it as real as possible.
Yeah. Hey God, it is the belong for me. I still cannot process it. Because men are out there.
Okay.
Who even brought up the rules in the first place that both of you can hunt together, both of you can come back and hunt together? Like, even if by the division of labor, why they have like specified what you do? This is what you do. What's of your gender? Like the early man thinking. I don't know. What were they on? Was it coke? Was it crack? Did they mean?
I'm read for free then, so you can't blame them. I think I don't agree with it though. I actually do not agree with this. I feel
you think.
Wait, I feel cooking is necessary. Everybody should be able to do it, man, woman. Okay, maybe not children. Adolescents.
It's a skill. Like, it is a skill. Like, if you want to feed yourself, you learn how to cook.
Exactly.
And then there is also this normal stereotype that men don't know how to cook.
Ah.
To be honest, the guy told me, okay, I'm cooking something. To be honest, my first question would be, are you cooking Indomie? Because I need to understand.
Oh, wow.
I can't even trust you with white rice. But I don't know about the salt or the water.
No, wow. this is best.
This one is even standard.
Guys can't cook. Jesus. I'm not.
I know they can, but like, that is if I know you know you. I can't just meet you randomly. Are you saying you're, isn't there a chef, like a full-time chef?
No.
A chef, that's your job, your hobby. Okay. I won't even question you. But like, if someone tells me, like, you are cooking, like, a dish, like, I'm cooking soup, Sam. I have like double question.
Wow. Are you sure?
It's so weird, like the way they already put it in our head.
I don't. Well, it's not our fault, child. The concept of men cooking is not something that we grew up with, so it's normal for us to question the idea of like a guy cooking and it's not Indomie or he's not making a bar. But if a guy that knows how to
cook, I'm telling you, some of them cannot make a bar. Oh my God.
What men are you missing? For real, guys, there are guys that cook. Like, they are guys that cook. This is my friend.
I know this firsthand. Yes.
Like, I don't care what he's making. I don't care if I know what he's making. Once he tells me that he's done cooking, I'm going to eat. As long as it's him that has cooked it, I'm going to eat. And to be honest, he cooks like better than some girls I know.
I don't know what to say, like some guys actually cook better than some girls, like better. And if you put the food together yourself, some people say this is good, they say this is the one the girl cooks, and this is the one the guy cooks.
Exactly.
And it's actually the other way around.
Exactly. Guys can cook people. But...
And there are some girls that actually cannot cook at all, like...
Thank you.
At all.
Honestly.
At all.
Those ones that are rich, you know, they have house help. They have people that can cook.
Actually, like, I see no problem with it if you cannot cook. If you have the money to be ordering food every day and feed yourself, it's no problem. It's no problem at all. Like, you don't have to put it on your head. Like, you have to know how to cook. You have to, like, see, are you not cooking for yourself?
Exactly.
If you don't feel like knowing how to cook, it is your problem.
Exactly.
It's like that. I mean, it is your business.
Yeah.
Nigerians cannot afford to mind their business.
Yeah, that one is heavy on the they can't mind their business.
Maybe. I have this one. So there is this stereotype that guys that are like really feminine, like, you know, they like to be neat, like extra neat.
Oh yes.
They term them as like gay. They just generalize them as
well. That's actually a very nasty.
That is feminine.
Yeah, that's a very nasty one, because it's true, and it's not like it's just guys that do it. Girls to generalize them as gay. Yeah, exactly. Not like some guys are like naturally. They just don't like anywhere dirty. They don't like anywhere, and they are too uptight. They are like too principled. They are very,
very
detailed about their neatness. So when most guys are like that, it's not like they don't do all the regular things. They play ball, they do everything, but they are clean. So it's because we guys are not used to.
I weird that you're judging someone because it's likes everything and everywhere around him needs. Like,
it's just,
you're not saying I think you don't like to be neat. You don't like to be clean.
Guys don't like to be neat. It's just that you are not like detailed. You are not. Most guys are not like so intense about their neatness. It's okay to be clean for them or be small, nice, good, but when a guy is not like everywhere,
that's the height.
They are not like, oh boy, what's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. Or things they
it's not a problem. Because generally, you know, boys do, they just have their bags. The one said it's managed. They brush and they prepare everywhere, wear clothes and go out. Rub that their hair and I dread, just rub it and go out.
I think that's like the blessing about being a guy, this effortless good look that comes along with it, because most guys they don't put stress.
Effortless skinny.
I'm begging you. It's an effortless gift, effortless good look. That's how it comes.
I mean, they don't put comb, just use comb to run through the hair and they've gone out. And I don't understand. And then a guy is just there looking at his nails like, oh God, I probably need the money pulling this badass. And then they are telling you you're gay because what? You need your hands to look pretty and neat.
It's a Nigerian mentality. I don't know. It's going to change eventually, shower, but for now, Baba has to endure the fact that he's not gay, and you keep hearing it.
And like, start explaining. Like, now you have to start explaining that. I just like to be clean.
Exactly.
Like, imagine trying to explain, like, I just like neatness.
There's a problem with cleanliness.
Like, I think it's a problem. I think it's a crime. Just imagine me explaining on top of words.
Men and drugs are one and two. Let me hear what you see.
Heck yeah, you're watching me on this one, so let me watch what I see. I feel like yes, this is a thing. It is rare, like when I do it, like one out of except yeah, like deeper life, so like a normal teenage guy out there who have like no reason, apparently no reason, all of a sudden you're just into it. Like this is not a new thing. Only 1% that don't smoke, just 1% that you ask this person, sorry, how is this? That they tell you if they don't. It's very rare. And that one is just by the time. Literally, like, there's not even 1%. 100% of them.
Wow.
They drink. They all drink. I can't even defend anybody on this.
You know, like ladies, that. Most ladies smoke and drink more than guys.
They lie. They smoke and drink too. But not more. How will you say more? It can't be more. Because.
Jesus
Christ. Have you seen the guys out there? Have you met yourselves? Have you?
I've met guys that don't drink. I can proudly call myself one of them. I'll ignore you. I'll call myself one of them. There are guys that don't smoke. Just that the problem is that feel among energy, like a guy wants to be part of what is going on. See, the pressure is deeper amongst men than women. That's what people don't know. It is heavier amongst the guys. So most guys will lie that they do something, and others will go and start doing it just because they want to feel part of the society or part of like the men gang or men something. Men are drugs and all that.
Who is pressuring
you? Jesus Christ. But there are guys that don't do it. Not just our brothers. Jehovah's Witness.
Yes, I agree. Like, it's very, very, very tiny population.
Even those guys, some of them smoke deeper than other guys and not part of them. Never jump.
Those ones are not deeper, like, so that they are the pretenders of the church. They are not part of at all.
Man,
those ones have, I don't know what to say about them.
So, let's drop a general one. Yeah, abroad is better than Nigeria.
Is it a question?
No, most people in Nigeria feel that living abroad is way better than staying in Nigeria.
And you doubt that? You mean?
No, I just let the hear the I doubt that because to just feel better about my home. Because there's a heavy loneliness there, but people are not going to talk about it.
I don't know you trying to say you love your country. Nigeria, we all do. And I'm very sure you all love it more from abroad. I'm serious. Let us live first. And the love will be
exactly.
So you know now, let us live first.
Without
looking back, I believe. You know you are trying to say your motherland, your fatherland. Sorry.
The stories I've heard there.
It's nice to me. I don't see why people. Maybe if you're a millionaire, if you're a billionaire, you know, enjoy your money. And you can like go and come back. You're going and come back. Uh-huh, maybe you like Nigeria. But you see me. Where is today? If I manage to leave, you see, like if I go
there's no come back
to the other side. You people, how much people beg me for holiday? Don't mind the holiday here. I can't come back.
So
I feel like we are done.
Yeah, I think that was everything, Shaw.
Yo, if you have any other stereotype, if you can send me a voice message, you can comment. I'll reply. We'll probably feature it in the next episode. So yes. Valentine, would you like to give your
sisters and brothers in the Lord, we are bound in Nigeria, unfortunately, so please just subscribe to my podcast and be happy. I think that's all that will make you and I happy. So please, we will be expecting. Me too. Don't start. Being on my podcast before one comes and steals my thunder.
Okay, yeah. Please, if you follow him, I'll put his podcast name up there. So you go as I listen to him, check him out, and then come back.
And it was a pleasure being here. And Wani is an awesome person.
You get.
But do Shigahuala, but he's totally an awesome person. Please, you all should subscribe.
Thank you.
And send your messages about your stereotype thoughts. Here.
What he said.
Thank you for having me, Wani. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Val. Thank you for coming on here. It's been fun. So.
Bye. Adios.
Bye.
You know the fucking vibe. Don't dive in the deep dive. Coming with a different vibe. Coming from another side. Let me just walk and ride. You see the cut your mind. Coming with a different vibe. Coming from another side.
P.S. Okay, so my last episode, I was talking about, you know, December outings, and I got a message, you know, as a tip for you all going out, ordering rides and all that. So you guys listen to that next. And I just want to put this out there. You all, I don't know how you want to do it, but please fight this peer pressure thing. Fight it so hard. Like, do not let anything get to you. Don't, I mean, it's very weird seeing people out there lying about owning houses, owning cars. People lie about owning iPhone 12. Like, it's a mother's achievement. Like, you, why are you lying about this? Like, who needs to know if you are using an iPhone 12 or not? You are lying about owning house, someone else's house. You don't even feel the shame, like the fact that you did it and you thought about it and you went through with it. You have no shame. It's just so weird seeing those things out there. Like, whatever you do, don't let other people influence you. Like, they influence you so bad, you like look so low to start lying and faking things. It's just so weird. Like, please, whatever it is you have at the moment, other people are reaching for it, like envious about it. So just relax. Whatever you want, you get it in due time. And yeah, just relax. Even with the drugs, alcohol, all those things, just stop letting people bet your decision making and whatever. It's not nice to see outside. Like, no one's going to lie. Like, if I see you out there and you've been pretending to be something you're not, I think when I see you out there, I'll just be laughing with you, and it's going to be so weird. So just stop, for everyone's peace of mind. Yes, stop that. Yes, and for the tip someone sent in, I'll play that now, so you all listen to that. Bye, toodles.
Yo, about Ubers, like, when taking an Uber in the midnight, just want to drop a tip. When taking an Uber in the midnight, when you're at the back, don't be pressing phone. Even most times, stay in the front. When you take an Uber in the midnight, stay in the front, check where this man is taking you to. And if you don't know the location of the party, this is your first time going to that location, hold Google Map just in case. Because, man, everybody's looking for money, you know? It's good to be safe. I'm not
ask.